Welcome to the podcast where relationships, confidence, and determination all converge into an amazing heartfelt experience. This is Speaking from the Heart.
Welcome back to episode number 103 of Speaking from the Heart. Today, we're going to talk about compassion, the ability to relate to others, to be able to feel like we are not only connected with one another, but to have that sense of caring. That ability to know that that person that might be going through something might need to have our ears to be able to listen and inspire them to take some sort of other action that is necessary for them to grow and create best relationships, confidence, and even determination for that matter to keep moving forward. I feel that throughout our lives, we have this opportunity to listen, but even more than ever, that disconnect of being able to have that connection with somebody, that ability to listen to someone is missing. Whether you're thinking that you can get it from social media, such as Facebook, X, formerly known as Twitter, Snapchat, TikTok, whatever that is that you utilize, you have to realize that whatever social platform you want to try to instill yourself in doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to garner that connection. And even if you think that you are being listened to with the millions of followers that you have, instead, you might be getting the opposite reaction of not being listened to in the first place. Whether you have the personal or professional connections to be able to learn and grow from others and be able to have that sweetest language to be able to speak to the other person, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's appreciated or even valued for that matter. So today, I want to talk about how we can do that. How can we listen with compassion without sacrificing not only our ears, but our ability to be able to help others in their greatest time of need. Boy, oh boy, do I ever have so much that I could talk about with this sort of subject, especially with the fact that I hate dealing with social media. That's right, a podcast host who relies on social media to even infiltrate businesses and be able to get new opportunities through them, I absolutely despise social media. Now, I might be one of those millennials that has always advocated for the fact that I've seen the best of both worlds, and I know what each benefit can provide in terms of not only the content that we create, but also the opportunity it provides. But the drawbacks are so much more than ever before. I keep reading more and more about how teens, even Gen Zers for that matter, are the most depressed, the most anxious, and even the most suicidal that they have ever been in any other generation that has been recorded seeing this. Even the start of the millennial generation has even seen an uptick of many different types of mental illnesses that have created this issue of, are we really listening with compassion? Are we able to garner and gain strength from all the opportunities that are available to us? I think what we are often missing is that ability to understand what it means to be compassionate. What does it actually mean to have that meaningful connection with someone? Whether that is somebody that is really getting on your nerves and you're really trying to get away from them, or you're trying to reach out to somebody that is refusing your help, but you know that they need your help because they keep on saying things that are red flags over and over again. Truth be told, I did a lot of that when I was younger. Having that reliability of social media to be able to get my message out there very quickly without having to talk to someone directly made me feel a sense of comfort, but at the same time, it was dangerous in more ways than one. As a matter of fact, the day in which I wanted to end my life, which for many of my listeners that have been following for the longest time know about this story, some of you that didn't know, you might be able to learn a lot more about what it means to just shout to the mountaintops. To not feel like you're not good enough. And then yet you're using social media to advocate your messaging and then ignore everybody for that matter, to feel like you are absolutely connected with someone, to actually feel like you give yourself that intentionality. To be able to learn and grow from someone else means that you have to give a little bit of yourself. And that was something I absolutely refused doing, which led me into what I ultimately dealt with. We don't have to rehash that story. I encourage you, if you are new to the podcast, check out some of my earlier episodes in which I do talk about what it meant for me to go through those struggles in the first place. Really, it's about not only having that listening ear, whether that is through social media or other means, is actually having that meaningful connection. What does it mean to have meaningfulness? What does it mean to have humility? What does it mean to actually connect in more ways than one? I feel that in this day and age, we are always speculating as to whether the time and energy that we're providing, let alone the advancement of the technologies that we have at our disposal, is really helping us to feel like we are able to grow. I even have some clients of mine using AI to give themselves pep talks every morning. Please, AI, let me know what I should feel today. Oh, absolutely, client X. You should feel happy and glad that you're alive and breathing. Which, by all means, I should be saying that that is some meaningful stuff if you are giving yourself many thanks that you're able to be happy and breathing. But are we really turning to technology, something that hasn't yet developed emotions, to be able to give us that compassionate ear, to be able to really associate and build a relationship with something that maybe we don't really understand in the first place? Maybe we're relying on something that isn't as reliable as we might think. I think that we crave opportunity in a variety of different ways, whether that is something that we enjoy doing more so than other things, or we're just trying to understand each other by just acknowledging maybe some of the strengths and weaknesses that we each have. But even in the environment that we live in today's culture, especially in the United States for that matter, I feel that it's become more toxic, misogynistic, and even racial for that matter. Don't even get me started about the differences about LGBTQ, let alone all the other different types of identities that are out there. Transgender is a very unpopular subject in itself. But what if I told you that even with all those things said, does it really give us a free license to just be not only condemning what other people might think, without even understanding what the other side of it is all about? At one point or another in society, we have lost our way of being able to understand what the other viewpoint is, to be able to ask meaningful, thoughtful questions, and even give us some sort of sympathy for that matter, to understand with an ear or two what it means to actually be listened to feel like we are actually cared about, to feel like we are actually part of this grand experiment called the human race. I think that we are often running around like rats in a maze, or even on a wheel for that matter, just trying to get from one day to the next, being able to make ends meet. Although when we are making ends meet, it might not necessarily be in the ways that we think should be the way that we have our ends being met. In other words, maybe we're turning to things that are not necessarily good things in order to satisfy that craving, that frustration, that concern that we often have. A few episodes ago, I talked about some of the biggest things that I've been challenged in my own life, and even admitted to you, the listeners, about something that I've been dealing with for the longest time. And if you want to be curious about what that thing is, go back and listen to that episode. It was that episode where I let everything go, and I became raw and emotional about why it's important to be completely transparent. But we need to be able to understand that technology, being able to pay attention to not only the things that are going on around us, but also filtering out the mess that's involved with it, means that we have to listen with carefree attention, be able to understand that we have something to say, that we all have value that we're providing to the table, that we all have something that we need to get off our chest so that we're able to feel a little bit better, whether that's through a medical issue, whether that's through a physical issue, whether that's through a mental issue, or anything else that might be on your mind. It's all about really understanding who that other person is. That's really it. And that's something that even as children, we start to learn and formulate, especially from the role models that we have surrounding ourselves. I'm sure you can think of at least one or two people growing up that maybe had that science down and were able to communicate effectively with each other, being able to understand and convey a sense of different types of emotions and even frustrations, but they didn't lose their cool. They were able to be like Fonzie from Happy Days, which if you ever watched the Happy Days sitcom back from the 70s, early 80s, you'll certainly learn a thing or two about what it meant to grow up not only with having the cool kids, but also having the geeks and the nerds, for that matter, associate, and grow as a family. Because it doesn't matter what your background is, we're all accepted in a lot of different ways. Henry Winkler's character has gone on to be an icon of America, being able to understand not only the differences between what it means to live in a society that might not have your parents around, but also being adopted into a family that allows you to be cared for. And sometimes even when you're learning the hard lessons, there is a moral of the story. And I think that's what we often forget, that when we have these conversations with other people, there is a moral to the story. As you all know, I've talked about in other episodes about the importance of crucial conversations, which by Joseph Grenny, it has already opened my eyes of the opportunity that sometimes we squander by having these tough conversations and not being able to really get to the other opposing viewpoint and understanding why we need to make some common ground happen. But one of the last things that the technique talks about is being able to follow up. What are the things that we should be held accountable for? And when are we going to do those things that we're being held accountable for? At what time? At what date? And if those are not being met, what can we do to keep moving forward? What is it that might help us to grow, not only in our communication style, but our leadership style as well? Being able to have active listening means that you also are creating an atmosphere where you're engaging, you're sympathizing, you're summarizing. You're not only paraphrasing what someone else says, but you're saying it back to them so that you understand and you're acknowledging that you are trying. And that's what we have really forgotten about in society today, is to really try, to really be able to set the goals that we set forth and be able to help each other create that best value. Those best values, the things that were even the purpose-driven values that we've talked about recently in our previous monologue episode, is really about understanding how we can create that context. How can we use the values that we have and be able to associate with someone else? How are we able to create that opportunity for ourselves when those opportunities might be squandered? Even with other people that might be treating us like shit, we need to be able to understand that that value that we give ourselves and even to others for that matter is quite a lot. Because we need to be able to create that opportunity. We need to be able to feel like we're listened to. Even if it means taking someone out for dinner. Even if it means showing them a compassionate gift or two. Even if it means just spending some time out of your calendar, out of your busy schedule, and just being able to sit down and acknowledge that they have a presence. Those are the small things that add up to massively big dividends. The very basis, the very core of business relationships is about forming relationships. The very literal thing in order to create not only the value for your business, but for the value of yourself. And I've said time and time again on this show that if it wasn't for this podcast, I would have never been able to make some of the most amazing connections that I've ever made as part of this experience. Podcasting has changed my life forever. And even if I end this show today, I know that I will get so much out of it, as I hope that all of you get something out of it too. But listening with compassion means taking one big step forward and actually leaning your whole body into the experience. It doesn't mean that you half-ass it, and it doesn't mean that you just enjoy what's going on with that other person and just shirking your responsibility. It means taking a little bit of yourself and extending yourself beyond anything that you could ever imagine into a situation or into an environment that allows you to feel like you are $1 million to that other person. Those are the relationships that I am talking about. Those are the things in which you can create important context with not only the ears that you have, which we're given two of, but we're also creating with compassion that experience of being listened to. I think that it's often difficult to talk about this type of subject without having to sacrifice the quality of what I am and what most people are as they're going through this experience and thinking, what is it that I can do better in not only the things that I'm doing, but what I'm trying to achieve? It might mean taking some time to audit yourself. What are the things that you're doing right? What are the things that you're doing wrong? And if you're not doing them right or wrong, Are you doing them just okay? Should those okay statements be, I am rocking this and I'm enjoying what I'm doing? I'm really helping someone to give themselves that value and being intentional about it on a day-to-day basis. We have to be reminded that sometimes it's not just us that counts the most. It's what other people surrounding us to help us get to where we are or what really counts the most too. There's an equal balance. In my coaching, I talk about with my clients the importance of that self-value, but it also means that they have to give value to other people. So if they're not accepting of what they are giving to themselves, and they're not accepting of what others have given to them, it will never work to be able to create not only those relationships and confidence and determination that I often talk about in my business, let alone on this show with my guest, but it also means that you fall a little short on being listened to yourself. Because who will give you the time and day to be able to help you grow? It's all about duality, looking at it from both sides. And we have lost that art. If you are one of those people today that you're listening to this and you're feeling that you're moved by the fact that, yeah, I am not doing that, I should be listening more compassionately, this is your opportunity to change that discourse. It's time to really have a solid conversation about how we can best move forward and stop being stuck in our ways. Our ways are important, but it doesn't give us a ticket to just keep on riding that same train in circles, thinking that we are going to be listened to every time that we go around the loop. Because as trains go along, people get off. They're reaching their destination. But maybe the destination that we're all heading towards is not compassionate listening. It might be something that we need to do a little bit better with, not only with our own self-development, but in the things that we're trying to achieve, the very goals that we're all setting out to accomplish. So is it worth the time and energy in this day and age, especially with AI, to keep working on listening? Yes. Yes. And yes. Because if we're not listening, if we're not growing. And if we're not growing, we're not achieving. And if we're not achieving, well, you end up like me. But yet that was past me. And that past me could be past you too. You can move on from this. You might be able to step forward today and listen just a little bit harder. And even if they're soft-spoken, that other person that you're talking to, ask them to speak up. Because this time around, you have something that you want to say to them. But before you say what you have to say, you want to listen to what they have to give back. And I think that might be the very first step in not only civil discourse, not only acknowledging the differences, whether it's racial, societal, or even transgender for that matter, but by appreciating somebody else's perspective, you might be growing in your own ways, not only with your ears, but with your mind. And I think that's pretty compassionate of you to do so. Thanks for listening to episode number 103 of Speaking from the Heart. And I look forward to hearing from your heart very soon.
Thanks for listening. For more information about our podcast and future shows, search for Speaking from the Heart to subscribe and be notified wherever you listen to your podcasts. Visit us at www.yourspeakingvoice.biz for more information about potential services that can help you create the best version of yourself. See you next time.